cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Sam Bankman-Fried is convicted. The dark money fraud that is financing the Democrat Party. We talk about that. Also, Adam Kinzinger says he's voting for Joe Biden. What does a Republican mean anymore? Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and become a member, charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the Members tab. Get involved with Turning Point USA, the nation's most important organization, at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. In the months leading up to the 2022 midterms, I remember I was running through an airport. My flight was delayed. I love buying old-fashioned magazines and reading them on flights. Got by five or six of them, flip through them, see what the media is saying. Especially, I enjoy the business magazines. You know, I'm still a sucker for Forbes, even though they have been largely become a left-wing institution. Fortune, you know, the Inc. magazine. I just like flipping through them. I'll never forget. I can't remember what magazine it was. And I got five or six of them, long flight, cross country. And I boarded my plane and I was flipping through one of them. And there was this story about a young kid with an afro who wanted to spend $1 billion to defeat Donald Trump. And so you're like, well, how did this guy make his money? You know, it's like, okay, I was almost 30 years old at the time. I don't know how old Sam Bankman-Fried was at the time, but I was like, who is this guy? Where did he make his money? So I started to Google him. I was like, okay, I guess he's a crypto genius. This guy has created something, I guess, really valuable worth billions of dollars. Didn't think much of it. But I read the article because obviously at intersection of politics and entrepreneurism, it interested me. And my spidey senses, I said, something about this feels very fake. I said, something about this feels synthetic. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. I said, more so than even the business side, but you're that forceful going to the media and saying, I want to go spend $1 billion to defeat Donald Trump. I want to even pay Donald Trump not to run. It felt as if a regime created hologram. So then I remember I texted my team because, you know, we track political donations. Who are the biggest political donors? And it turns out the money was flowing. And I started to look at the FEC reports and $5 million and $10 million and $15 million and $20 million and $25 million. And just from Sam Bankman-Fried, the Afro dude, $40 million was allocated in the midterm election. Now, some of it did go to McConnell. Some of it did go to House Republicans. Very little. 95% of it went to Democrats. I just want to make sure that I'm fair in going through this. Prosecutors, when they went after Sam Bankman-Fried during the recent trial, argued that Bankman-Fried siphoned money from FTX to his crypto-focused hedge fund, Alameda Research, despite proclaiming on social media and on TV and advertisements that the exchange prioritized the safety of customer funds. This was a not very well-designed laundering scheme where Alameda used the money to pay its lenders and to make loans to Bankman-Fried and other executives, who in turn made speculative venture investments and donated upwards of $100 million to U.S. political campaigns. And if Sam Bankman-Fried's public political giving was anything like the private political giving. We don't even know all the organizations that got money. Now, you want to talk about something suspicious? Even in a federal trial, it did not come to light all of the dark money groups that Sam Bankman-Fried donated money to. That is very interesting. We just know that it was $100 million. What are the groups? We know some of them. We don't know all of them. Makes you wonder. So Sam Bankman-Fried started to write massive checks. And I remember seeing this in real time because we were expecting this red wave in 2022. There's many reasons why it didn't happen, the RNC being the primary one. We don't have a Republican Party. They LARP as a Republican Party. They live action role play. They raise a lot of money from you, the grassroots donors, to not hire key staff in the key states. They go on TV, spend a bunch of money on flowers, and then they never take responsibility for their actions. They have a culture of losing, and they're very good at losing. Other reasons is we didn't do a good enough job of engaging in early balloting, voting month. We also didn't secure our elections, quite honestly, in Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin in the post-2020 election cycle. We didn't run the best candidates we could in certain states. In other states, we ran excellent candidates that were sabotaged by machine failures like Kerry Lake in Arizona. There's a lot of reasons why we did not have the triumph of 2022. Our inability to message on the abortion decision, Dobbs' decision, certainly hurt us. We were taken by surprise, and Democrats pumped money in. But one aspect of this is that there was this suspicious capital flow that was going in to help Raphael Warnock in Georgia, that was going in to help Mark Kelly in Arizona, that was going in to help Katie Hobbs in Arizona. And it all went back to this strange tech bro, Afro Man, as I call him, the Afro fraudster, who is pumping money. And it wasn't his own money. He took, maybe if you invested in FTX, Blake did, so he's trying to get his money back. So he took Blake's money, stole it, to then go give money to Democrats. And that is that's not just fraud, that's outright criminality. And he took advantage and lied to people that had not a lot of money to begin with. Understand, and I'm going to get to the penalty in a second, because I think this is so morally reprehensible and repugnant what he did. But a lot of people that put money into FTX were, I could just see a picture of them. They listen to Joe Rogan. They work out 2 to 3 times a week. They're new into crypto. And they're like, bro, this FTX thing is amazing. And they got taken advantage of. They got robbed, and it's wrong. So SBF took the money from a lot of these people. People that didn't have a lot to begin with. Stole it, and then spent it on mafia-style political protection. Sam Bankman-Fried explicitly was trying to buy up the American political system. His ideology argued that far too little money was spent on politics. And so he went and spent a huge, massive amount of money promoting liberals and tearing down Trump. He did this because he thought that if he gave enough money to Chuck U. Schumer, even a little bit to McConnell, gave enough money to Pelosi, gave enough money to the American political system, that his fraud would never be discovered. He gave $40 million that we know of to Democrats in the 2022 election cycle, and that doesn't count his business partners or the dark money. It's probably closer to $80 million in the midterm election cycle. So here we are in the midterms. We're being outspent post-Dobbs decision. And one of the main reasons we're being outspent is because of this punk fraudster who is stealing the money from his quote-unquote investors to fund the American Democrat regime. Sam Bankman-Fried made $5 million donations to Joe Biden. This is all the way back to 2020. According to Michael Lewis's book, which you have to take with a very, very heavy grain of salt, he wanted to bribe Trump not to run in 2024. Literally that he would give billions of dollars for Trump not to run. And by the way, for those of you that are still not convinced that Trump isn't a threat, why would one of the wealthiest punks and the piggy bank of the Democrat Party want to pay Donald Trump if Trump wasn't a threat to the pay Trump not to run if Trump wasn't a threat to the regime. It's something to think about. There's also $50 million in dark money that came from Sam Bankman-Fried pumping into the system. I'm going to ask an important and precise question. Would Republicans control the Senate if it wasn't for Sam Bankman-Fried's near $100 million in the midterms? These elections were decided on razor-thin margins. Herschel Walker being one of them. Adam Laxalt in Nevada fell 2,000 votes short of Cortez Masto in Nevada. Would we control the Nevada Senate seat if it wasn't for the fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried? This smells exactly like 2020. They do the illegal thing as quickly as possible, not caring about the cost, and if they caught, too bad, we're in power and you aren't. Well, I have an idea for restitution. Because when you have fraud cases like Bernie Madoff, it doesn't stop with the conviction. You have to make your victims whole. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. We want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial Group developed a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide of pivoting into the next chapter of life with purpose, visit paxfg.com/charlie. That is paxfg.com/charlie. I have some of my money managed by Pax Financial. They do a wonderful job. And remember, retirement is about more than just investments. The Charlie Kirk endorsement of the Pax Financial Group LLC was given for compensation, which creates an incentive to recommend Pax's advisory services. You need to make sure that disclaimer is very clear. So check it out, paxfg.com/charlie.
The second largest donor to Joe Biden is now a convicted fraudster. Sam Bankman-Fried, Coindesk.com, cryptocurrency CEO, donated second largest amount to Joe Biden's campaign. But the dark money aspect of this is very important. There was a book written years ago by Jane Mayer, who's a left-wing reporter with The New Yorker, called Dark Money. And while I disagree with a lot of her politics, it's actually a very interesting book, and it was mostly obviously aimed at the right. And so dark money was a pejorative phrase that Democrats used against largely the Koch brothers and money that does not have to be disclosed. Dark money is a brilliant marketing label. It sounds a lot worse than it is. There's nothing illegal about it. So at Turning Point USA, for example, we do not have to publicly disclose our donors. At Turning Point Action, we do not have to publicly disclose our donors. No different than Planned Parenthood Action, no different than Priorities USA Action, a lot of the groups on the left. And so therefore, if you don't have to publicly disclose your donors, as long as 51% of the money is spent on social welfare, not on 49% on politics, then the donors remain anonymous. You can also receive money from LLCs and from companies. They don't get a tax deduction. So dark money, again, that is a phrase that is largely pushed by the left, is now actually used far more by the left than the right. And one of the untold stories of the last decade is how the left went from complaining about campaign finance, complaining about Citizens United, to embracing Citizens United to beat us. It is one of the untold stories of the last 10 years, where it used to be a major issue of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, AOC, the base of the Democrat Party always said, money is corrupting politics. Money is corrupting politics. We need to publicly finance our elections. And the smart people of the Democrat Party who just want power said, yeah, actually, we have more rich people than they do, especially post-election of Donald Trump. Let's use the dark money laws. Let's use the ability to raise capital without public disclosure against Republicans. And so that's a very, very important thing to recognize. Is to the Democrats' credit, they were the loudest ones to complain post-Citizens United decision. The Citizens United decision, which I believe Clarence Thomas wrote the opinion for this Citizens United decision, basically said that you cannot regulate the amount of political speech. So you could give unlimited politically. You might have to have disclosure laws and public stuff, but you can't put limits on how much an American citizen will engage politically. And there are some really good arguments that were made
in that court case. For example, would a book written negatively about Hillary Clinton be considered to be a campaign contribution? That was actually one of the pieces of evidence that was presented in the Citizens United Supreme Court case. And the liberal judges or the liberal advocates or plaintiffs said, yes, that would be considered to be a political contribution. So our podcast, radio program, our commentary, our books all could have become regulated political speech. So the Supreme Court made the right decision by saying, no, we are not going to micromanage podcasting, news broadcasting, newspaper articles, and say that that's political speech. So it was really good. So anyway, so Citizens United set a precedent for a flow of capital, and Republicans were the first ones to use it. The Koch brothers used it a lot in the early 2012, 13, 14, 15. You started to see it emerge more and more, and Democrats got very wise to it, and they said, wait a second, why don't we start pumping our own money of our tech oligarchs, especially with the tech boom, into things such as, you know, Priorities USA and all this other stuff. According to Crypto Whale Analysis, the Sam Bankman-Fried made donations on over 100 instances. Out of these instances, only 9 were to Republicans, and they weren't Republicans that we liked, by the way. The rest went to Democrats. The investigation and the subsequent trial revealed that Sam Bankman-Fried had planned to donate over $1 billion to Democrats in the 2024 election. Now, this story is really important, everybody, for a variety of reasons. You're now getting a very accurate and unprecedented picture into how the deep state and the uniparty finances their schemes, how the administrative state is able to recruit candidates, how they are able to support their entire infrastructure. The buried lead of the Sam Bankman-Fried fraud case is, yes, he's a bad guy who got really cocky and thought highly of himself, and he believed in this fake effect of altruism. But a level deeper, everybody, is we are now getting a window into the dark money that subsidizes the deep state. Now, not all dark money subsidizes the deep state, but this certainly does. Sam Bankman-Fried was not giving because of ideological reasons. He was giving for naked political protection. And then we're going to go a level deeper about restitution. I meant to get there. But if you look at most major fraud cases, when somebody steals money, there has to be some way to find a remedy. The question is, why hasn't Joe Biden returned the money? Why hasn't Chuck Schumer returned the money? We're talking about tens of millions of dollars, and we should push for a judge to make it happen. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So there's a very interesting chart out of who actually has returned the money. So the DSCC has not returned the money that Sam Bankman-Fried donated. The Democrat Senate Congressional Committee. The Biden Victory Fund has not returned the money. Some of the Republican groups have, to their credit. NRCC has. Activate America has not. Stab Now Victory Fund. Nope. Maggie Hassan, New Hampshire Democrat Party. What we need to demand is to have a judge come in, and this might happen whether they return the money voluntarily or not, and say you must refund the money. The money that was given to the Democrat Party must be returned, because there's going to be massive restitution campaigns, big time. Sam Bankman-Fried significantly impacted the 2022 midterms, but it makes you think, is it happening now? Is it happening right now? Is there a fraudster that is currently engaged in financing the 2024 election? Because what we know right now is Sam Bankman-Fried was counting on in the 2024 election to pump in nearly $1 billion. That means the left is down nearly $1 billion. Who's going to pay for it? The first and most important ask is that we must demand anybody that took money from this fraudster to return it immediately. Now, this ties into some of the other stories that we've been talking about. You see, the question of the 2024 election goes beyond just campaign finance. It's obviously important. But it's a question of, what is the 2024 election about? Anytime you hear somebody on TV say the election is about democracy, they mean the election is about oligarchy. I think the Republican Party is a much better place without Ken Buck, without Liz Cheney, and without Adam Kinzinger. I love this tape for a variety of reasons. Adam Kinzinger goes on CNN. By the way, Adam Kinzinger is obsessed with me. He's obsessed. He tweets at me all the time. Slava Ukraina. Charlie Kirk would never serve in a war. He's obsessed with me. He tweets at us all the time. But Adam Kinzinger says he's going to vote for Biden. That is nothing new. When we say that there's a rhino, we need to ask ourselves the question, what does that stand for? Republican in name only. Adam Kinzinger says, yeah, I'm not going to vote for Trump, but I'm still going to use the term Republican. Adam Kinzinger, no longer being part of the Republican Party, is a healthy and necessary development. You see, Adam Kinzinger represents a neoliberal agenda, open borders, allowing the regime to do whatever they want. And here he is with with Anderson Cooper, play cut 120.
Do you still consider yourself a Republican?
So it's a tough question. I do, only in that because I don't want to give up on that fight. I mean, this country needs two healthy parties, a healthy Democratic Party and a healthy Republican. So I'm not going to give up that title. A country needs a good conservative and a good liberal movement at any time in their lives. I still have the title, but I voted Democratic last election cycle. If it's Trump against Joe Biden, I'll vote Democratic this coming one. Because, Anderson, I really believe it's down to one issue on the ballot. And not taxes, not even abortion, nothing. The one issue is, do you believe in democracy or do you believe in authoritarianism? And I think that's the only thing we should be voting on.
Do you believe in democracy or do you believe in authoritarianism? Anderson Cooper is such a low IQ disappointment. He should say, well, Adam, if you believe in democracy, what is your stance on Colorado trying to kick Donald Trump off the ballot? If you allegedly believe in democracy, what do you think about Donald Trump facing 700 years in federal prison? Shouldn't voters decide who should be president, not Jack Smith? The Republican Party needs a deep and serious detox. We are contaminated with leeches and bacteria like Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. But you notice what's fascinating, and it's the most telling thing of the whole segment. Adam Kinzinger is in no ways a conservative or Republican. So then why won't he leave the label? If you listen to that tape, he says, yeah, I'm not going to vote for them. I don't believe in what they believe, but I'm still going to have the label. And the answer is because his role to play is to pretend he is one of us with the label to give him credibility on cable news channels, to give him alleged credibility to undermine us. If Adam Kinzinger become a quote-unquote Democrat, he actually becomes far less useful to the regime. It's the same with Ken Buck. They're going to wear the label, put on the jersey, masquerade as one of us. So the media says, well, Adam Kinzinger, a Republican, disagrees with this and disagrees with that. Adam Kinzinger does not have a core fundamental belief that is in line with the American conservative grassroots. Doesn't believe in a strong border. He's very, very pro-Ukraine. Hasn't found a war that he doesn't want to send your grandkids to go fight and die in. Adam Kinzinger, though, his role, like Ken Buck, his role, like Mitt Romney, is to slow down the fervor and the intensity of an opposition party. It slows down the Republican Party unifying to become an actual opposition party, and instead, Adam Kinzinger is controlled opposition. Adam Kinzinger will wear the jersey of a Republican, and even when asked by Adam Kinzinger, he refuses to take the jersey off.
Adam Kinzinger has a new book out, Renegade, Defending Democracy and Liberty in Our Divided Country. He says, I would love to run against Ted Cruz, the most complete con artist in politics. Like one of them, to be able to run against his face in public would be amazing. Adam Kinzinger is so afraid of his voters, he decided not to run again in Illinois. Adam Kinzinger is very similar to other members of Congress and other people in the Republican Party. Their role is to stop us from being a legit opposition party. And the other element is they enjoy being liked on television. They enjoy the warm greetings of CNN. These are deeply insecure people. Deeply insecure people. They don't have strong beliefs on anything, except it's foreign countries and foreign wars. Yet Adam Kinzinger will not leave. Even though we're trying to kick him out, even though we tell him there's no place for it. Because he's an insurgent. He is there as an infiltrator. And one of the positives of the Trump movement is that we finally can take the masks off of these pretenders to reveal the people within the Republican Party that are not one of us. And what I find hilarious is sometimes people say, but Charlie, why can't we just unify with the Adam Kinzinger types? Why don't you ask them that question? Why don't you ask Adam Kinzinger why he can't unify with his voters? The Republican Party is changing for the better. The ideas are resonating more and more with our voters. We're becoming far more skeptical of nation building abroad. We finally are waking up to the fact that the southern border matters more than the border of Ukraine. When people say, Charlie, why can't you get along with Adam Kinzinger? It would be like asking Jesus why he can't unify with Judas. Hey, Julius Caesar, can you get along with Brutus or Cassius? There's only so many times you could be knifed in the back by these people. The John McCain, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan types. These people are actively attempting and trying to destroy us and the movements we care about. And then people say, well, why can't you work with people who hate you and sabotage you and lie about you and try to throw you in prison? But the most telling part is Adam doesn't want to leave. Not because he has some sort of attachment to the Republican Party. Adam Kinzinger, in a very vain way, knows the only reason he's relevant is because he gets to allegedly wear the Republican jersey. And CNN will say, and joining us now is former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger. Adam, what's gone on with your party? Adam, has your party lost your mind? Adam plays into it. Yeah, my party's really hard to believe right now, and I'm still going to be a Republican even though I voted for Biden last time. And the only thing on the election this time is whether or not we're a democracy, not authoritarian. We have a young man in federal prison for making a meme, Douglas Mackey. We have people in pretrial detention in gulags for January 6th. We are more of the Soviet Union than Adam Kinzinger will ever acknowledge or admit. But that is just an excuse. That is just a pre-scripted talking point. Adam Kinzinger doesn't want to leave the Republican Party, but deep down he knows he's not welcome. There's no place for Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan types in this new Republican Party. Have you become a member of the Charlie Kirk Exclusive yet? It's so easy. All you have to do is go to members.charliekirk.com today or charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. Sign up for access to all of our exclusive content. Never before seen interviews, weekly columns written by me, all of my most recent speeches in one place, videos where I answer your questions and so much more. Plus, we're going to be inviting members to Zoom calls with me starting very soon. So do not miss out. Help keep us uncensored by providing you with new content daily by becoming a member. Your support means the world to me and the whole team. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. If we have blessed you in any way, if this show has impacted your life, if you like the impact that we are making for other people and young people especially, consider becoming a member. It's affordable for people of all income levels. You guys get amazing perks and benefits, and it's only beginning. So go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. CharlieKirk.com. So here you got Ken Buck. He's not running. Adam Kinzinger is complaining, promoting a new book. The Republican Party is changing. It is recentering. It's reorienting. It's not going to happen easily, but it's you guys, the grassroots, that are making it happen. And you got to stay on your elected officials. You got to get involved in the precinct committee stuff. Get involved in the state parties. It's about action. Detoxing is hard. In fact, sometimes detoxing can be very painful. Your body actually might fight itself. It's actually called a candida cleanse sometimes when you detox. You literally sometimes have flu-like symptoms. You want to go back to how things were. No, this detox is necessary. The Democrat Party right now is going to go through a very, I don't want to say difficult, but uncertain time. They're pure totalitarians, so they might figure it out. They ordered the hit on Eric Adams. Oh, yeah, he's getting donations from Turkey in a New York mayor's race. Like, yeah, okay, great. I am convinced with Eric Adams, they had this one sitting and waiting. And you're trying to tell me they ordered the hit of the raid of his fundraiser the day that Eric Adams was going down to D.C. to shine a light on the open borders and how it's flooding New York? Mafioso tactics. And let me get this straight. So Eric Adams is running for a local, it is local, mayor's race, and the Turkish government wants to influence the city of New York? Like, why don't you guys worry about, I don't know, the Muslim Brotherhood Persian infiltration into the State Department? Even if Eric Adams was bought by the Turkish government, what is the worst thing Eric Adams could do as mayor of New York in advancement of Turkish interests? I'm half kidding. I'm not saying it's ethical or admirable, but the amount of pay-for-play foreign purchasing of elected officials and bureaucrats in our State Department and in our Department of Defense is so naked, it is so clear that I'm not that interested in the mayor of New York, whether or not he got donations from Turkey. But we know why. He flew too close to the sun. He complained too loud. He actually cared about his citizens too much. Eric Adams, don't you know that if you're mayor of New York, you must not care about your people? That's like the most important thing. You must keep your mouth shut. And mass migration from the third world is a top priority of Joe Biden and the regime. They must allow as many people from the third world as possible, and you must keep your mouth shut. Eric Adams, being a former cop black mayor, who I don't even think is a good mayor, by the way, but he was saying some good things, complaining about how the city is being overrun, how the city is being trashed by illegals, real erosion of support in the black community, and the Biden mafia had to order a hit. They needed to make an example. And you better believe that black commie, what's his name, Johnson, who runs Chicago, he's not going to be saying anything anytime soon because these people are all a bunch of criminals. These Democrats, they have been committing crimes for decades. It's just a matter of who's going to enforce it, who's going to mention it. The Democrat Party is like an open-air Epstein Island. They are all doing something illegal. The regime knows it. They have it on film, and they'll use it as blackmail as a way to try to get you what you want. Pelosi, Schumer, and so Mayor Johnson. You think Mayor Johnson is going to come out and do a big press conference about the illegals overrunning Chicago? Message received. You think that Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, is going to come out and do a big press conference about the illegals destroying L.A. and L.A. County? Message received. Even if nothing materializes with, I don't know, the Turkish government paying off Eric Adams, which just feels so weird. Like, I'm not that interested in that. Like, maybe if it's a U.S. senator like Menendez that has some obvious, you know, bearing on U.S. foreign policy, gold bars, Egypt, that's interesting. That should be investigated. Chairman of the Foreign Intelligence Affairs Committee. But this is what you're going to go after the mayor of New York on? No, it's a shot across the bow. It's Joe Biden saying, yeah, you wanted them. Oh, my goodness, it's so mafioso. It's really dark and Machiavellian when you think about it. Hours before he's going to sit down with Joe Biden, the federal government raids his top fundraising. And it worked. That's what's so incredible about it. It worked. Is Eric Adams returned home? Canceled it. Eric Adams is now, I'm under investigation by the FBI. What did I do? Eric Adams, it's not a matter of what you did. You took money from some Sultan or Erdogan or whatever. That just makes you a Democrat. That doesn't make you a criminal. Well, it does make you a criminal. Democrats do that all the time. It means we're watching you, Eric Adams. We see you. Obey. You better love Big Brother, or we'll raid your home. And we'll put you in jail. Quickly. Because we have the power and you don't. So let the Mexicans in. Let the Nicaraguans in. Sit down and take it. and stop complaining. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.